In many traditional cultures, the role of the older brother is very important. Even if the older brother is not the firstborn, but if he has an older sister, but in the family, the older brother is very important. And I think even in our culture, to a certain extent, sometimes you can look at a family of adult children and you can go, oh, that must be the older brother. Perhaps he's a little more loyal to the family. Perhaps he's a little less fun-loving or whatever it may be. I know when I was in Japan, the Onisan, the older brother, was very, very important. In fact, when the older brother got engaged, it wasn't he and his fiance that went out to find the apartment or to buy the furniture or whatever. It was he and his mother, because she was going to take care of him, take care of the older brother. In today's gospel, we hear the story of two brothers, Simon Peter and Andrew, and James and John. And traditionally, it seems that Andrew was the older brother to Peter. In fact, today we read from the Gospel of Matthew, but in the Gospel of John, when Jesus goes along the Sea of Galilee there in Capernaum to find his disciples, in the Gospel of John, Peter's not there. It's only Andrew. And Jesus sees Andrew, who was a disciple of John the Baptist, and Andrew follows Jesus, and then he goes home and he tells Simon Peter. He tells his brother. But Andrew is probably the older brother. And yet in the Gospels, it's so interesting, in the Gospels, you don't hear much about Andrew. He kind of gave up his position to Peter. When they went up to the Mount of the Transfiguration, it was Peter, James, and John. In the Mount of Olives, after the Last Supper, all of the apostles went, and then three went closer to Jesus, Peter, James, and John. What happened to Andrew? I was listening to a podcast the other day, and the question was, do you think Andrew was mad? Do you think he was bitter because he was the older one? In the one gospel, he was the first one to find Jesus, and yet Peter takes authority. Peter's the one who sticks out. Certainly, even among Jesus' apostles, there was a pecking order. You know, there was some who were maybe a little closer to Jesus, and some were kind of in the middle, and some were perhaps were a little less than close to Jesus. Even among the apostles, even though that's, you know, we don't really know how that existed exactly how, but it certainly it was there. Because Peter obviously is the one that Jesus chose to be the one in charge of his apostles, but he was the younger brother. When he called these disciples today, in today's gospel, called Andrew and Peter, James and John, he called them to leave something. They left their boats. They left, James and John left their father and their nets and their boats. So we're called to be apostles. We're not only called to follow something, but first we're called to leave something behind. Not all of us, obviously, not all of you can leave behind your families and your jobs and everything to follow Jesus, but you are called to leave behind something. And perhaps you never thought about that. When you're called to be a disciple, it's not just called to do something, not just called to follow, but first we're called to leave behind. In today's second reading, St. Paul is writing to the Corinthians, and he's talking about the divisions that exist among the Christian community there in Corinth. There should be no divisions. There should be no divisions in our Christian community. There should be no divisions in our church. And we may look at our modern day society, certainly there are divisions politically among us, just within the United States. But we can't allow those political divisions to creep into our religious faith. It's different. It's okay to be different. It's okay to have diversity. We don't all have to follow the same political leader or whatever, but we all have to be united. As Paul was telling the people of Corinth, We have to be one. Today we ended the week of prayer for Christian unity. We don't even talk about that hardly at all anymore. I remember when I was younger, a younger priest, it was a big thing. We had prayer services and prayers or whatever. There's so many other things going on. We don't seem like we don't care about the unity of Christians, how we're all one. We're all one. We all believe in the same Jesus, the same Lord. We have the same baptism. And it doesn't make a difference if we follow this person or that person in our political life, but as I said, we can't let that affect who we are as Christians. It's okay to have diversity. It's not okay to have divisiveness, to be divided. And that's very important for us to understand the difference. I don't think St. Andrew was bitter. I don't think he was upset because Peter got all the glory in the long run, and we hear very little about St. Andrew after a while. He certainly is there because we're all following Jesus. We're all following the same Lord, the same one who calls us to give up that divisivity, that divisiveness, calls us to give up that attitude or that mindset. You know, if we still have that, that's something that we're called to leave. And we're called to something as well. The disciples were called to give up their nets, but also called to follow. To follow in a special way, to be servants. Servants of Jesus and servants of one another. And that's what it means to be a disciple. So remember, as we continue to live our life of faith and as imperfect as we may be, sometimes I look at myself and I'm wondering, man, am I doing everything that I should be doing? Am I doing it the way the Lord wants me to be doing it? You know, I have these questions. I'm sure all of you do as well. And that's okay to have those questions. But it's also important to check into our lives and check into ourselves. Have we given up something? Have we left something to follow Jesus? You don't need to be leaving your families and your jobs and everything else. Maybe some of you will, but that's another story. But we have to leave something to follow the Lord even stronger, in addition to following what he calls us to.